Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. We're back with the show that RFR VIPs get to host. So if you want to have the opportunity, become a VIP, and then you can schedule an episode of RFR Q&A with me, or sometimes even Swank. Those sightings are rare, though, few and far between, but he wants to be more actively involved, so we'll see if maybe in 2022 he'll be making more frequent appearances. I hope so, but I can't promise you anything. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with you each and every week to discuss whatever topics our RFR VIPs wish to discuss. And we got a guy on this week who I know is bringing good topics to the table for us to discuss. He's longtime RFR VIP. Some even call him the king of all VIPs. It's Matt Rashid. Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Hello. Now, last time we had you on the show, the actual RFR itself,
yes,
we totally bypassed the Q&A and put you on the main show because you had such a great topic. It was to review the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars, and you presented it to me, and I said, you know what? That's a great topic for the main show. So you never know where you might find a VIP. It could be on the Q&A.
Right.
It could be on the main weekly show. It could even be on Adam Carolla's podcast. I don't know. Well, I have no connections with Carolla, and he knows nothing about our VIP program here on Patreon. But
it could happen.
If he heard about it, I bet he'd like it. Yeah. So it's just great to have you back on the Q&A, Mr. Rashid. It's
good to be back. It was thank you for letting me jump the turnstile and get on the main show.
Exactly.
But it's also good to be back with you in the good old Q&A format.
The good old Q&A. It's like a warm towel that
it
you
is.
Wrap around yourself. Fresh out of the dryer, you know, when you get those towels fresh out of the dryer. Mm. That's what this is. And what are we going to talk about this time around?
Well, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We're going to have a good time tonight, Jimmy, you know, unlike our usual nights. But one of the things I got to get off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bad thing.
What?
And
is this RFR confessional?
This is RFR confessional. Bless me, Jimmy, for I have sinned.
Yes. Yes, my son.
I broke down and got my son, James, some Mission Fleet ships.
What? Mission Fleet.
Mission Fleets. I can't say it louder than that because it's like.
Oh, is this a Christmas present of some sort? A holiday gift?
Well, no. Yeah, it's not because it's a Christmas present. Because they're in bed. It's because I'm ashamed.
You're ashamed.
Yeah, I went to the Mission Fleet series.
Hey, listen, that stuff's great for the little kiddies and everything.
No, it's not, Jimmy. And we've talked about this. It's terrible
it's terrible.
This not going to because this is how desperate Hasbro has made me. And I can print my own stuff, but this is how desperate they've made me that I was looking at the Razor Crest Mission Fleet, and I'm thinking, I bet you I can shove Mando 3¾ in that if we try hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I added it to cart.
Yeah.
And then I saw Moff Gideon's TIE Fighter, and I added that to cart because it's got the folding wings. That's pretty damn
cool. You're on a spree now.
Yeah.
This is
right.
A spree.
Right. So Amazon, as they like to do, put in, you know, you might also like.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting Darth Vader's TIE Fighter, which I don't know why I did that because he has that in the, he has mine from when I was a kid.
Yes.